Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The following is a presentation of the Eastern Michigan Sports Network from Learfield. Straight from the 734, it's the Eastern Insider Podcast, presented by Foaling Warehouse, Ipsy, Ann Arbor. Your chance to get in on the action. Now let's send it to the guys on the inside of it all, Greg Steiner and Alex Jewell.
Season starting to come to a close, but boy, oh boy, have we had plenty of excitement on EMU Athletics over the weekend, Alex.
It was certainly exciting, and if you missed it, the clip has started to go viral. Congratulations, Greg. You are now on the same level as Joe Buck, Jim Nance, somebody like that. Maybe not quite that level, but you're ever approaching, because you had the call of a fantastic game yesterday afternoon, Sunday, at the baseball stadium. It was living loud at O-Strike because the offense was aplenty. But Eastern Michigan went down into the ninth inning, in the bottom of the ninth inning, down 11-6. And what happened? A six-run explosion. A comeback victory, but not just a comeback victory, Greg. A grand slam walk-off from Matt Kirk, the reigning MAC Player of the Year. And just so happens, it was against the Rockets, who, if you don't already know, are Matt Kirk's former team. So just a storybook ending. It was the second home run of the day, third of the weekend. He absolutely obliterated Toledo pitching. And what a fun way to end the game.
A six RBI day for him. And found a way to win. Second viral clip of the year. Of course, we had the Imani Bates one that I had the call of earlier in the year. So, again, I'll take viral moments, but I'll take wins more than that. So, a good time for them. Certainly a lot of baseball left in the season. They are out of conference play this week with four games, starting with a very important one tomorrow in downtown Detroit against Alma College.
Yeah, it's an important game because it's fun for the fans. It's a great opportunity to get to see our team in a professional stadium. Of course, Comerica Park, the home of the Tigers since 2000. It's the third time that Eastern Michigan will play in such a game. They played, of course, last year against Alma. Last year was a little bit different, Greg, because it was Alma's home game. So if you remember, it was more Alma themed. There was some fun things for EMU. But tomorrow, Eastern Michigan will be the home team. So you'll see our stuff on the video boards. It'll look Eastern Michigan branded. The only thing you might notice is that Eastern will be in the away dugout. The reason for that is because the Tigers clubhouse has just underwent construction. So actually, the away dugout and clubhouse is better fit for the home team right now. So they're putting Eastern Michigan in that. So if you look on TV when we've got the game broadcast, you might wonder. For those fans wanting to attend, here's how it's going to work. It's nice and simple. $10 at the gate of Comerica Park. Gates will open at 5:30. There's no advance ticket sales before the game. $10 at the gate. Gates open at 5:30. First pitch is at 6:30. Once you get into Comerica Park, you should be reminded it is a cashless facility. So concessions will be open tomorrow. Some stores will be open. You can't use cash there, Greg, but you can use any form of debit or credit card. And then there are some locations throughout the stadium, if you do have cash, where you can put cash in. It's almost like a reverse ATM. It'll give you a prepaid debit card that you can use there. So you can get down, get your hot dogs, get all your snacks before game time starts at 6:30. And then if you can't make it to Comerica Park, you and I will have the call of the game as normal. EMUEagles.com/watch. Eagle All Access will carry it. You can also listen to it on the Varsity Network app and the EMU Mobile Athletics app as well. So lots of chances to see the team tomorrow night in action. And it's a great, great opportunity for fans, family, and friends to get into the professional ballpark for only $10. You can't beat it.
Yeah, like I say, all you have to do is pay to get in the door, pay for parking, and watched some great college baseball at this event. Last year, Eastern and Alma really battled it out back and forth and was not able to fully really just whitewash like you thought they might do a Division III team, but it was a close competitive game.
Hey, this is college baseball. It does not matter if you and I have been around long enough to know. It doesn't matter if you have one, two, or three next to your division name. These players are competitive. It's a big game for both teams. There'll be lots of people supporting Alma, so we need all the support we can get. And it's not going to be an easy competition. This team can hit a little bit. They can pitch a little bit from what we know about the Scots, so it should be a fun one. And again, the main thing is come out, enjoy the game, get to see the team at Comerica Park. What an awesome experience for the players. What an awesome experience for all of you to be able to join. If you can't, though, we do hope you can join us. Greg and I will have the call starting at 6:15. We'll have the pregame show. We'll have the normal interview with Coach Roof, and we'll do all of those fun festivities. And then, Greg, real quick, you mentioned it is a non-Mid-American Conference weekend for baseball. They've got the bye this weekend, so they'll be for a three-game set in Niagara Falls, New York, at Niagara. So you can follow that series through the website all weekend long. But, Greg, this weekend there is Mid-American Conference action for one of our teams specifically. It's a big weekend because it is championship weekend, and that's men's golf and Bruce Cunningham trying to bring home another trophy. It's been a couple of years since the last time they were able to do it.
They will try to unseed Kent State, the usual favorite in that aspect. This time it's an abnormal situation, Alex, though, because it's not in a MAC city or on a MAC-played course. It is down in Athens.
It's not Alabama. In a MAC state.
No, it's in Alabama. So the better question is, why aren't we going? Because there's always a dreamland close by.
You could get away with it because you cover golf and you have seniority over me. So I think the real question is, why are you not going? I think you still have time to book your ticket. I will say, I actually like the idea of playing the tournament a little bit down south. I know it's been a topic of debate if you're a MAC fan around some of the MAC institutions. But I love it because golf specifically, you don't want the championships to come down to snowy, sleet, rain conditions. Unfortunately, we saw a little bit of that with the women's championship this past weekend. I like the idea of doing a neutral site, getting everybody down there. What do you think?
I'm all in favor of it. I think you should be playing in warm weather climates in situations like this. I mean, sitting outside and playing around in 30-degree temperatures in Kalamazoo with snow falling is no fun for anyone. And certainly you want also equal playing conditions. And the best part is no team in the MAC has played this course. So it is a equal footing. They didn't get a practice round and won't get one until they set foot down there on this weekend. So I think it's a great opportunity and even playing field for everybody.
Eastern Michigan has a young team. We know what Bruce Cunningham has been able to do. There's a chance for Eastern Michigan to come through big this weekend. It's exciting around our golf programs. Of course, in the fall, they broke ground on the new facility. That's underway at Eagle Crest if you haven't been out there. And so before we get into the golf topic, let's remind everybody, Greg, that speaking of golf, you do have a couple weeks left to sign up for both the EMU baseball golf outing May 13th and the EMU football golf outing the next week, May 20th. Go to the emueagles.com and find all the information there as well. And then a reminder from all of us to you that next week will probably be our last show of the season. So and we have appreciated all you guys listening throughout the Eastern Insider season. We'll try to get Scott Weatherby on one more time to wrap up what has been an exciting 2022-23. But Greg, the focus is golf this week. Tell us who we've got on the show.
Yeah, we start with Bruce Cunningham, year 29, leading this program. Get his thoughts on having six freshmen that he's been playing with all year. Really, even if he added one more, Patrick Deardorff, who we'll talk to as well, played very sparingly a year ago. So other than Cam Collette, no one else really came back with a lot of experience. But it's also exciting because you've seen momentum. You've seen Brett White play in PGA events. You saw Ty Stallone play in a PGA event. You've now seen Cougar Collins play. So Eastern's making waves on the national levels. So how does it mean for this next group of golfers? They certainly pay attention to that. We get his thoughts. And then just knowing Bruce, he's always got some words of excitement, and you just never know what direction he's going to go.
Well, 29 years, and I don't mean this in an offensive way. He's one of the only people on campus that have been around longer than you at this point. I mean, he was here. He was already a fixture by the time you got here. And just so everybody knows, golf is young. This is a team that should be competing for championships for the next several years, as we always expect with Bruce Cunningham. What Greg didn't tell you is they got their tune-up this past weekend against Illinois, who's one of the best teams in the country. They hosted a tournament down in Champaign. Well, Eastern Michigan beat our good friends Michigan from down the road by a solid 10 strokes in that tournament. So playing well at the right time, have to show some momentum this weekend in the warmer weather to get the championship and to beat Kent State. But it should be fun.
It should be fun. It's a great event. If you can't get down there, it will be televised. Ohio is sending their ESPN crew to do it. So there will be coverage. Don't know how much or how little, but they have promised us that there will be coverage on ESPN Plus and 3 this weekend from Athens, Alabama.
So it should be a fun one. Should be a fun one in this show. Listen, you've got Bruce Cunningham. You've got Patrick Deardorff. They get you set for the Mid-American Conference Golf Championships this weekend. And don't forget, one more time, baseball at Comerica Park tomorrow. Gates open at 5:30. First pitch, 6:30. If you can't be there, Greg and I will have the call at 6:15. EMUEagles.com/watch is your home. And if anybody from the conference office is listening, Matt Kirk should have been the player of the week this week.
You already know Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan gives you access to the largest network of top doctors and hospitals. What you may not know is that with our 24-hour nurse line, online visits, whole health support, urgent care, and more, you can access the care you need whenever and wherever you need it, giving you the confidence in knowing that you're covered anytime, anywhere. We're here for it all and always will be. Learn more at hereforitall.com.
Yeah, it never gets old. It's what you build toward. It's the whole season. Every year, it's the same. And knowing what is coming up, just trying to get, you know, the freshmen to buy in, to get, you know, through their progressions so that we're ready when the time comes. We're playing a tremendous schedule in April. Hope I didn't overschedule them. But when you know what is coming at you, and it's what the athletic department looks for, and it's how you put yourself up against all the other programs in the MAC.
As you look at this, you go from last year being the most experienced team at the championship to the youngest now. How has that been a challenge for you to coach?
Hey, after 29 years, each year it's kind of like spring training for a baseball team. It's just you have such high hopes. But in this case, it's the first time I've ever had 6 freshmen, you know, due to COVID. But we were very happy to have Cougar and Ty and Zach Mason take advantage of their COVID year. However, it did, you know, create a vacuum. Yeah. And look, it's been really exciting. It's just great to see the freshmen, everything is so fresh and new to them, which has been great for me because after 29 years, you know, you've been to some of these same places and then you kind of know how to tell them how to play certain holes. It's been, it's just a new experience, it's been a great experience. And I just have to get these freshmen through their progressions. We got about 3 more weeks.
You've had Victor playing freshman of the year caliber golf out of that group. How special has he been? And really, those guys as a group have all gotten better each week.
Yeah, each week, as they say in the NFL, if you're an NFL quarterback, the game just has to slow down. There's so many times, I think, with the freshmen that they're maybe trying to avoid things or trying not to make mistakes. They get defensive and just trying to help them with what is that they do well when they're under duress and when you feel uncomfortable. You know, whole Division I golf is, what do you do? Most times you feel uncomfortable. And for them, it's a new – because they were the big – you know, they were the big guys on the block. They were – really awesome in junior golf, and now to come and you're, you know, a freshman and playing against 22, 23 year olds, and a lot of these guys are still taking advantage of their COVID years. I mean, they're playing against some really experienced players, and their talent though is showing, and I just hope in the next 2-3 weeks that we just keep getting more and more polished. And you know, it's, you know, Victor, Logan Graff, and Ryan Somerville, I mean, those three, along with, you know, Thanny and you know, Nathaniel Gray Lamont and Cooper Everly, they've probably made the most impact, you know. And then, but we only play with 5, so unfortunately, somebody's going to be, I guess, on the bench, as they say, at least to start. But out of this group, we'll just see who comes out in the next couple of weeks, right?
On the other side, you've had the steady Eddies. Cam says he's been trying to be the MAC golfer of the year at times. And he said at times that's probably gotten in his head. And then you got Pat, who this is his really first year of him playing every week. How have those two been as leaders?
Yeah, well, first off, for Pat, as I've tried to describe to some of the freshmen, like, he was on some really superior teams, and so it was very tough. He would play as an individual. He hadn't been in the lineup, kind of, as you said, as much the last 2 years. But now, you know, knowing that he's going to go, he's ready, he's experienced, he's had times to polish the parts of his game that need to be polished, and really he played at some of the tougher events, like at Nebraska, Indiana, I forget where. Like, it's almost like when we got an individual spot, it was at the most sadistic and diabolical golf courses. And he learned quickly in those progressions. He came back and he worked. He's got a tremendous work ethic. Cam, on the other hand, you know, he's one of these 22, 23-year-olds that's taken advantage of every opportunity and, you know, taken advantage of the COVID year. He's had a lot of experience, but for him in our program, this is his first year, because last year he was battling for that five-man spot all the time. And now to be a leader, he has been a really good leader. You know, a touch inconsistent, but it's his first year at being a leader. They're both more quiet leaders, leading by example, which is, which everybody has their own style, but the best thing is we'll have them both back next year.
Yeah, so. I can say that's the one luxury you have. This lineup will return basically intact next year.
Yeah, and you never really know what it's like to be a freshman until you're a sophomore. So we need to, this next 3 weeks is important. But yeah, I mean, you do look forward and you try to keep it all in context for them, because that's what a program is. You build on it each year. It's not Groundhog Day. It's not doing the same thing year to year. You build, and the foundation that we're building right now, these guys all love each other. The team culture is just incredible. That doesn't show up on the scoreboard sometimes, but it's good. It's great to have it. I know the future is bright.
When you look at it, you see the email I forwarded the other day, people yes. taking notice that your team is so together. Right. At restaurants, they're locked in. They want to be a part. You don't find that in every team.
No, you do hope, like through recruiting, that you're able to, you know, when you take time. But this is a COVID recruiting class that you didn't have as much time, but you do. They're gregarious. They laugh. They joke. And they just love to be around one another. They also just love golf to the point, I mean, they're like gym rats, like for a basketball term. They just eat, drink, and sleep golf. And I think that's the most important thing at Division I, because it can never feel like work. You know, the person who says, hey, coach, when's practice over? Like, these guys will practice. You almost have to, hey, guys, it's time to, you know, look, practice ends. It's time to go. But they will spend as much time at it. The work ethic is incredible, and the love of the game is off the charts, which is completely needed at the Division I level.
Well, and the fruits of the labor are starting to pay off. You see Brett White making the PGA Tour. Cougars already had his first event. You got a building just going up yards from where we are. Right. Lots of things about EMU golf are really in great shape.
Yeah, and it's good that, you know, they've been able to, you know, through social media and through things, they're able to stay in contact and really watch it in real time. And yeah, it's been a special year to have two PGA Tour starts for, you know, Brett and Cougar. Ty's had an incredible year. We still got, you know, Beau Briot and Michael Blair are doing extremely well. So yeah, they do watch all that. And that's what everybody strides, you know, that's why they're here. It's a long time. It's a long way down the road for some of these freshmen, but it's around the corner a little quicker for Cam and Pat. So to see what other guys have done, and they hear some stories. And even right now with our assistant coach, you know, Zach Sadinsky, who was on the championship teams and who was Cougars teammate, you know, played a lot with Brett White, even through, you know, when he was going through his, you know, the physical part where he was coming out the Eagle Crest and playing and practicing, Zach got to spend a lot of time with him. So he has all those stories to share with the freshmen, and they drink it all in, and they love hearing about it. And knowing that if they just kind of stay the course, that 4 years, if that's what their dream is and that's what they would like to achieve, then it's doable in our program.
This will be the first time that the MAC has gone outside its footprint to play a MAC tournament.
Right.
great thing because of better weather, yes. But also a bad thing because you didn't get a practice round or tournament there in advance. You haven't played it. How challenging is it for you?
That's a true neutral site, which is what it's supposed to be. And it's just like in any other sport. We do get a practice round. Each team will. So we'll do that the day before. But then you go to dinner, you talk about the course, and the next morning, you know, it's 18, 18, 18. So it's not one of those 36 hole days and then the 18 on back of it. So you'll have time to make some minor adjustments. We'll see, as you say, the weather should be much better. But that also means that you've got to score. And, some of the places that we're playing leading up to it are very, very difficult golf courses. So you just have to open up your mind, just see what it's going to take to, you just don't know what that target number is, because there's some really good teams in the mix, some veteran teams like we were last year. But, Toledo, Kent State, Northern Illinois, even Ball State, those four seem to have kind of come out, but they have some older teams and more experience. So we'll just kind of be in a neutral site. That's the best thing we can look. You got to take advantage of that. Nobody quite has an advantage of having played there two or three times. So I think it's going to be an advantage for us, for a younger team.
Having won it three times, great starts have always been key. How important is that?
Oh, absolutely. Because I think it means a lot. You start to separate from other teams and you might not ever give those shots back. But yeah, first start, quick start, but you got to buy into the course management. Look at your yardage book, and the good thing, we'll know where the pins are going in, so you can make some good game plans with that. Each of the five guys might play just holes slightly different, but that's part of what we're doing right now and what the progressions that the freshmen are getting into. Cam and Pat are a little more polished in that area, but the others are really buying in quick. And I think by that time, the first start is going to be critical. I was happy at Indiana this past week that we started, our best round was actually the first round. And that's got to start to happen, where we kind of eased into it the last two stroke play events that we played prior to Indiana.
There's only one podcast in Washtenaw County that takes you inside the athletic department every single week. The Eastern Insider Podcast, your home for all things Eastern all the time.
How did you get into the game of golf, and what kind of was the moment that you knew you were pretty good at it?
Yeah, I got in it the year before my freshman year in high school. I was a baseball player. I really just wanted to play sports my whole life, basketball, baseball, that kind of stuff. And then my dad asked me if I wanted to pick up golf, and I did it just as a filler hobby at first, and I just kind of had fun with it. And then when it came down to my freshman year, I had to make a decision between golf and baseball because they were in the same season. My dad was like, it's up to you, it's your choice. And I picked golf and haven't looked back since. So it's a fun time.
This season so far, it's been one where you had so much change. You brought five freshmen in. So it's you and Cam having a leadership role. How do you think the season's been, and how have you improved each tournament that you've been at?
Yeah, so, I don't know if everybody knows this, but it's kind of almost my first full season as well. I'd kind of get in the lineup once or twice before, but getting out here and playing with all the new guys and stuff and trying to teach them the ways of Eastern and all that kind of stuff. My game has improved a lot, and I feel like it's coming along nicely, and it's getting to a place where I can feel I can take the leadership role, or I feel like I can come into a tournament and feel like I can win as well. So it's a fun time, and it's a great time with the guys too. So
golf is so dependent on good weather. So when you have it, it's nice, you play better, you're looser. What does it mean to you when the weather is better than when it's poor weather conditions?
So we always have this rule in my house, at least, and on our team, that it's like everybody's playing the same conditions. So weather is we're obviously an outdoor game, so it's going to have an effect on it. But weather in itself, like, everybody's playing it, so you just kind of take it in stride. If it's raining, put the rain gloves on, go play. If it's nice outside, get loose and have fun with it. But, for me, it doesn't bother me too much or affect my mental state at all.
Playing in the MAC championship, you competing for a title, something that is everybody's goal. What does it mean to get to go to a MAC tournament and play serious competition?
Yeah, the MAC is what we look forward to all year long. It's the biggest tournament of the year by far. It's, you know, we want to get that name on the plaque that year that you're there. And, you know, we're trending in the right direction. We're excited. I'm excited. I mean, I'm going to be a junior this year, so I get two cracks at it. And it's just a really exciting time for the team.
You've seen them travel around. We've been at in Fort Wayne. Last year it was NIU. What is playing championship caliber courses like this like as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing Coach does really well. He picks tournaments that we go to that are hard. He picks tournaments that are tough golf courses. So when we go to the MAC championship, we know what we're looking for. I know we just got back from Indiana's course, which is a pretty brand new course, and it's one of the harder golf courses to play. So, you know, we look at that and take it as a challenge more than anything. It's just more fun for us to play those hard courses.
If somebody hadn't watched Eastern Michigan golf, what would you say they need to know about this team and your teammates and how they compete?
Definitely our mentality. We're always positive on the golf course. We don't really let the little stuff affect us. And we're also a really close-knit bunch. I mean, seven of us, I think, are living together right now. So it's we're all really tight together. So that's a big deal for us.
Last question. A few weeks ago, you guys were on the road trip, and a lady from, I think, in Richmond, Kentucky, emailed us that she said she saw you guys at a restaurant, and she said she was the most impressed she's ever been because everybody was conversing and talking. When you hear somebody take notice about how tight this group is as a collective group, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, coming into college, you always want to have a team that, you know, gels together and does everything right. And it more than that, it's not just about teammates, about friends in the aftertime as well. So, I mean, it's just nice to have that feeling that we know that we're just that tight with each other.
This has been another edition of the Eastern Insider Podcast, powered by Learfield. Tune in every Monday for new episodes all year long. And don't forget to visit emueagles.com/podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts for all of our episodes on demand.